Bob and Tim and Marty and Dorian want to give us a little preview on what to expect today or what to look out for.
The 23rd.
There's no longer a monitor.
Yeah.
It only took us about 5 years to clean it up.
So we have our special board meeting today, which is basically a review of existing managers. We've got three of our alternative, meaning private equity managers, presenting today, and two of our fixed income managers. Things to look out for today, you're not really going to, we don't have red flags, we don't really even have yellow flags with most of these managers. I think you're going to have a fairly basic update on the portfolios and, you know, trying to get some market outlook from them. Some of the things to look at here, Adam Street, we will look at making another commitment to them early part of next year. So you'll want to gather some insight on where the market's heading and what opportunity sets are looking more interesting. But we will be talking with these folks again over the next couple of months. Energy investor funds, I think they're a little bit, they're ways away from raising another fund. So this is going to be more of an update on the current portfolio and on the energy market. DBL investors, again, they're a ways away from raising another fund, but we're going to want to get an update on what's going on with some of their holdings, most notably SolarCity, that's been doing some additional equity and convertible debt offerings in the marketplace, and they're going to be have some realizations coming from that in the future here. With AFL-CIO, this is one of your fixed income managers. They primarily use mortgages on multifamily buildings as a way of replicating the Barclays Aggregate Index. It's a little bit different. It's a little bit, I won't call it boring, but it doesn't move around a whole lot. And they tend to underperform at times when more exotic parts of the bond market are rallying. And they're probably in that period right now where they're just, versus peers, they don't look great, but versus the index, they look fine. But you want to understand from them what's going on in terms of the regulatory market around some of these mortgages that are all backed by the federal government. And then finally, Torchlight will give you, so Dan Heflin usually has pretty good insight on what's going on in terms of developments in the fixed income marketplace and always has an opinion on what's going on in Washington, so it's always a good time to hear from him.
We are represented in mass today, and we will do that for the next few months as I approach retirement in January. I'd like to, for anybody who hasn't met Dorian, I've been trying to introduce him to everybody that I can. This is Dorian Young, who with Marty is, and with everybody else on our team, is going to be working on your account going forward. And we look forward to a meeting in our offices with as many of you as want to come and are allowed to come if there's any Brown Act involvement. Shortly, probably the 31st of October. Those don't work. Okay. Well, sometime soon.
Sometime soon. Yeah. Sometime soon. In November.
Okay. And in terms of today, you're visiting with one manager who you want to consider on a time-weighted basis, and three managers who the quarterly numbers don't really mean a lot. There's a page in our report called, which is page 20, if you happen to have it in front of you, which is the internal rate of return, and that is what you made from the beginning to the end. And you want to concentrate from when you started investing to where you are now. It's an annualized number, and it's important because managers can have, at the beginning, they can have $1 invested, and then 2 years later, they can have $30 million invested, and you don't want to equal weight those numbers. So internal rates of return are important for the closed-end funds. And with that, I think it'll be interesting to hear what these folks have to say.
I just have one question. When I was going through the material, Bay Area Equity Funds, We've got two things with Bay Area. Did DBL investors absorb Bay Area Equity Funds? Or
DBL is the manager behind the Bay Area Equity Funds. Bay Area Equity Funds were originally sponsored
their manager
by J.P. Morgan.
That's right. Yeah.
and then they spun out. DBL is the entity that spun out of JP Morgan. Bay Area Equity Funds is the underlying fund strategy.
After Bear Stearns, there was a got absorbed by JP Morgan. There was a realignment, and JP Morgan decided it didn't want to be in that business of having this team in San Francisco run private equity funds. So DBL was spun out, and they are the manager. It used to be JP Morgan, as Tim said.
Thank you.
Pretty much the same folks, just new entity.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Okay. Thank you.
When did we get this?
Just before I came out.